I think that's what it is too. J Shape Create.
I don't monitor it like I used to.
There you go. This segment will be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance, founded in the Midwest in 2011. Provide quality, health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for all involved. They're certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep their environment safer and more healthy. It's touch points.
It's doorknobs and handrails. Yep.
Keeps bacteria.
I mean,
off
there's more than that, but those
them.
Are the big ones. Yum.
So excited about that. After the show tonight, pregame for the Bills and Rams. Pregame starts at 6:30. You might get
big game.
Like 25 minutes of Zach Gilb.
I got to go to a Pheasants Forever banquet for a little bit.
So. Going with you too?
You better win
no,
the raffle.
Not this one.
Oh,
if I bring home another cooler, she will lock the doors. We've got orcas and another, yetis yeah, and oh and, my lord.
Another cooler or a $500 gun.
I wish.
The $1,500 gun. Sorry.
Go. I have those.
It's changed. Times have changed. Shafe, so if I throw to you your biggest sports for this coming weekend, besides the Iowa State game, would be what?
Ooh.
Packers Vikings probably.
Okay, give me your take on that game, because man,
I've got my money on the Vikings right now, guys.
I have.
I'm taking the dog.
What is
the
is that,
home dog? I believe
is
too.
That part yep. of our.
It was part of the touchdown ones. It's.
What is
yeah? Because it's
the
point and a half.
Point
and
a
half.
Point and a half.
Green Bay.
I think Green Bay's got some kinks to work out still. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is going to Aaron Rodgers. It's just who is he going to Aaron Rodgers to?
Right. Exactly.
And Minnesota has got a new OC. They pulled the guy out of LA, so you know Kirk Cousins is going to be chucking the ball all over the place. Justin Jefferson's going to be running some long routes. Adam Thielen's going to be Mr. Consistent, and you got a healthy Dalvin Cook. What else do you need, guys?
Okay, so you need to rip on him because I can't say that because I don't want to be mean to old people.
What?
What did you call Mike Zimmer the other day?
I didn't call him
you
anything
did
new.
Crotchety old man.
Crotchety. I called him a crotchety old man.
No, you.
But you made fun of his eye.
You did.
I did not.
Are you kidding me?
I did not.
Okay, go to Audio Boom, and if I could have legal counsel, that'd be great. That was you, old man.
Listen, that's worth 3.5 wins. Just getting rid of him.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. He did not mesh well with Kirk Cousins
at all.
If
you are an ownership group, we have this talk all. If you're an ownership group in the NFL, they should take your money away if you have a defensive head coach. There was nothing in that league that says, oh my gosh, I need someone we to play all these offenses. We need a good defense. We have to have the best defense. No, you need to have a great offense and a good defense.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy.
So how does Pete Carroll even have a job anymore then?
He shouldn't have a job. You know why he shouldn't have a job? Because the only thing that's ever helped Seattle is throwing for Denver.
Okay. All right.
Ran him out of town.
Game on.
Yeah, now you got what? Geno?
Yeah.
Or
Geno Smith.
Drew Locke.
Even better.
Good luck.
Even better.
So I'd take Joe Flacco over them
exactly.
Right now.
I would. I'm
choices
not,
is what it sounds like.
I'm not so sure that. Oh my gosh, help me. Coach's name
for who?
Seattle.
Pete Carroll.
I'm not so sure that I wouldn't have Pete Carroll. I would be Pete Carroll. I'm like, okay, Drew Locke and Geno, you guys sit down. I'm going out there and I'm going to be the quarterback. And I don't think they'd be any
still
worse.
Still the NFL.
Any worse for wear. No, I having somebody that gives Kirk. I mean, listen, the first on Monday, it was we didn't have Monday. Tuesday. First thing out of Michael Irvin's mouth on Tuesday, he was on with Stephen Smith. He goes, I think Kirk Cousins is going to be the MVP.
Oh, yeah.
And Stephen A went crazy. And I'm like, and I'm sitting in my car going, well, wait a minute. It's a winnable division because Aaron Rodgers can be Aaron Rodgers, but you know, maybe halfway through the season, he goes, you know, I'd rather be back up in the mountains,
right?
Where's
or
in team? Peru doing
smoking wookadookie.
Exactly. Well, and see, and that's I you go back and you come back on our old episodes, or you can go back. I've told you that we went through this. It was the 7th of July. Sat at Francie's with some people, and I told you right then that Vikings are going to win the NFC North.
They may actually have the best weapons, offensive weapons in the league.
I thought the Bears were going to be just right around the toilet bowl, but they had a better preseason than I expected. And there's some things you want to see some good things out of the Bears, because with David Montgomery and who we
Justin
follow.
Fields deserves to have a right. good season.
It's horrible. They're going to be horrible.
They're not going to be horrible. They're just not going to be good. They're not going to be Houston.
I feel bad.
Detroit, give me some wins, please.
I think.
How many did you bet their over or under this year?
Under. I think Detroit. Crazy stat.
Okay.
Uh oh.
Crazy stat. I'm going to find it. So
when Steve says crazy, it's really crazy.
When he says I'm going to find it, it means you and I have about 2.5 minutes to talk.
Okay, so
no, just you can.
We can go through all of our division winners.
But we're going to talk about the Detroit Lions, because I think they have a shot. I really do.
Okay. No.
Yes.
No, they don't.
They don't have a shot to win, but they have a shot to go 9-8.
No.
For the wild card.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that gets you into wild card speak.
I would take A.J. Dillon alone is going to outpace DeAndre Swift, and A.J. Dillon's the number two in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Aaron Jones is going to run all over Detroit.
I said 9-8. I didn't say 13.
Who do they win this year?
13-4.
Are they playing Houston 14 times?
No. This is so keep going.
They open with the Eagles. Like, the Eagles are going to run them out of town.
Well, Gary's a Baltimore fan. He doesn't think anybody else matters.
Lamar.
I do.
Yeah, the Lamar.
I mean, craziest thing in the world that he's going to go into the season without having a contract. It drives me crazy.
Here's who the Lions beat this year. Seattle.
Yeah.
New York Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe the Jags?
No. That's going to be interesting.
See, I'm agreeing with you on that, because there's too much talent in
the Jags have a ton.
Yeah.
If Etienne stays healthy,
mature.
They're BS.
Yeah.
The Detroit Lions have more talent on the football field than the Chicago Bears.
They'll beat the Bears in Detroit. They'll split the series with them. So there's four wins, and then maybe the Panthers and maybe the Jets. They're maybe getting to six wins.
Maybe. Going to surprise you.
I hope I'm wrong. Not really, but I mean.
Vikings sweep them.
Vikings and Green Bay will sweep them.
Yeah, I think they might split with Green Bay.
I think they might split. Minnesota doesn't play well on the road. I think Detroit could take
Green Bay at Detroit.
When do they get them in? They get them in like early November.
All right, you're scrolling on your phone. I have a question for Shave. Right?
Go for it. Hit me.
With what you're talking about, it was sports, and it was almost forced sports, because, with your job at Channel 8. You had a lot of high school things you had to cover, from football to everything. Do you find that you still follow that, or is that it was such a labor to follow so much that it's kind of fallen off on you?
That's fallen off. I mean, high school football, I'll be honest, I haven't watched any of the blitz. I haven't watched any of that stuff to keep track. I can tell you who the perennial powers are because of the perennial powers.
Exactly.
But I can't tell you who's going to sneak up on anybody or a kid to watch. Like, I'm not going to tell you who the next Hunter Deckers is.
Right.
It is such a hard thing because, again, I'm home at night. I don't watch the news. Frankly, I don't watch highlights. I try to actually stay disconnected from it.
The age of your children again?
4 and 2.
Yeah, you're busy.
And
you're busy.
I'm coaching 4-year-old girls soccer on Saturdays, guys.
Oh, my heavens.
So my Saturday, I'm a little angry. I got lucky this week. Our game's at 1. If it had overlapped with Cy-Hawk, I was going to email the parents and say, guys, I'm out.
Rain. It's going to rain.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so
they're out there chasing butterflies, not a soccer ball. Okay.
Hey, I didn't have any criers my first week, so
there
I was happy.
Nice.
Best quarterback passer rating over the final 7 weeks of the season last year.
Nick Foles.
Aaron Rodgers was first. Kind of get that. He's Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Joe Burrow was second. Patrick Mahomes was fourth.
Yeah.
Guess who was third?
Matthew Stafford.
One Jared Goff of the Detroit Lions.
Gross.
Wow.
Yeah. And he has weapons. I don't know.
He's not Super Bowl winning with the Rams, Jared Goff.
No.
He's
actually a better quarterback now. I don't know what happened, but he
man, what is in your cup? Yeah. Is, wow.
That's got to be some good bourbon or something.
It's decant.
I want some.
No, it is not. I no, it's really interesting. We need to give – he needs to go through our games. Do you have them out there?
Yes, yeah. I do. Yes, I do.
Let's do it.
The week six, the touchdown – excuse me, not week six. The six games, the touchdown games. All right.
Touchdown games.
So the first one we went with was the Bengals and the Steelers, 6.5 to the Bengals.
I like the Bengals.
All right. So next one.
Hold on. Do you need rationing?
We get to talk a little bit about them.
Just rationale.
Just a little.
Rationale.
Steelers.
Have weapons.
Under 500?
Around 500. I'd say close to above it. They still have good weapons. They just don't have a quarterback that you can trust at this point.
I mean, here's a really crazy thing.
You're not a Trubisky guy? You don't think he's going to be – he's just been in the wrong place?
I wasn't a Trubisky guy when he was at UNC.
or
I thought. I mean, how much do the Bears still regret?
Yeah,
a lot.
It's really funny when you look at that. You know, it's. I just.
Does it seem too big? Like too big of a number for you in this first week?
I don't think so. I think people are going to be surprised at some of these games. I think it's going to take Pittsburgh a while. I heard a lot of things because you heard a lot of people saying Kenny Pickett, he's going to be great.
Yeah.
And there are so many of these, all these guys out there that are going, what the Pittsburgh Steelers should have done is stayed with what they had, drafted another defensive guy, let Mitch Trubisky go, and be horrible. Because next year, there's six quarterbacks that are way better than Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, but how many quarterbacks are year one ready?
Yeah. You know what hurt the Steelers and picking Kenny Pickett was how good Mac Jones was with the Patriots. And then they weren't good.
I think Mike Tomlin is a top five head coach in the league.
Oh,
he's
absolutely
not Bill Belichick.
No. And I don't know.
I mean that respectfully.
And here's my thing, because we've had this argument too. Is it Bill Belichick or is it Tom Brady? After all these years, who gets more?
It is Bill Belichick.
You still think it's Bill Belichick?
If Mac Jones is this successful, what we've seen out of him, yeah. Tom Brady is good. Reed's defense is better than anybody I've seen.
Well, Mac Jones isn't getting him to a Super Bowl anytime soon.
But
either.
You've also got to remember, it wasn't Tom Brady stopping those teams on the goal line in Seattle.
No.
Against Seattle.
Right.
That defense is what's carried the Patriots half of those Super Bowls.
I agree with that.
So I think Bill
Belichick. But he did kind of bring him back from that Atlanta game.
I mean, Atlanta blew it down their leg like a four-year-old.
All right, what's number two? We interrupted you.
Nope, you're good. You're good. All right, so we're going for 6-6. Next one is the Ravens and the Jets.
Ravens and the Jets. 7-point spread?
7-point spread to the Ravens.
I think that's easily the Ravens covering.
Joe Flacco.
But here's the problem with all these. I'm saying they easily cover these, and that is exactly what the sports books want you to think. Oh, this is going to be a blowout, you know, and then they're going to win by six.
And the Ravens are my favorite team, have been my favorite team since they
were
disgusting. The Baltimore Colts.
Dude, that's like jumping from the
why not stay
river
with the Colts in Indianapolis,
yeah,
son?
Yeah.
Because I didn't like that they moved from Baltimore, so I couldn't be loyal. Even though all my kids were all Indianapolis Colts fans because of Peyton Manning. I like John Harbaugh, but he has been no better for Lamar Jackson as Mike Zimmer was for Kirk Cousins.
I think he's more patient.
Oh, I think he's patient, but he's – I mean, you're talking about a two-time MVP.
I just think the Jets don't have any – they've got Breece Hall. They've got, you know, pieces. They don't have all of the pieces to compete.
I agree.
Right
that
now.
There, you nailed it. I agree. They're starting their way back.
But they don't have an offensive line yet.
No,
they
no.
don't have a wide receiver that's going to – be a true downfield threat. They don't have a quarterback that Joe Flacco, I'm sorry, his arm probably would fall off and he'd throw it further. All
Breece Hall, carbon copy of David Montgomery or better?
Completely different.
But better or I meant carbon copy in success. Because David Montgomery's had pretty good success with Chicago.
He has. It's been he's different.
Breece Hall
is more explosive. He's more of an edge runner.
Mm-hmm.
David Montgomery is going to be that guy that gets you the 3 yards you need between the tackles on third and two.
Yep.
Breece Hall is going to be the guy that breaks three tackles on that third and two and breaks off a 40-yard run.
I agree.
I think the other thing that's going to save Breece Hall is they've got Michael Carter there as a second running back.
Right.
We should have him on.
I think it's like he's played this game before. But, no, I think Breece Hall is going to have
a good
breakout
year
that he is going to be known, but it's not going to equate to – a lot of wins.
It's the Jets.
It's right.
And you're not having Zach Wilson that at least give you another young kid that can at least he would be better for Breece Hall and for a lot of them, because at least he can fling the ball. Like,
well, and he can run, too. Yeah. Zach Wilson wasn't afraid to run prior to a knee injury.
Right.
So.
Next up.
And the ladies like him, evidently. Yeah. Let's see. Next one is the Patriots
Cougars.
And the Dolphins.
The Patriots and the Dolphins.
Go Cougs. Patriots and Dolphins. Dolphins by 3.5.
Have I told you what Tua's record against Bill Belichick is?
It doesn't matter.
Isn't he like 1-4 or something like that?
No, he's 6-0. Or what is he? 3-0. He hasn't lost.
Cab.
He hasn't lost to it.
Cab.
Crazy.
Yeah. Nope.
Still going Pats?
Pats.
Okay. Oh, Schaefer.
This breaks your heart.
No, you know what? The world can be against me, and when we win, I have a party myself.
And I hope I'm proven wrong here. I actually do like Miami's weapons. I think Tyreek Hill is going to be a monster, but it still concerns me. Can Tua get the ball out to him the way Patrick Mahomes did?
I'm thinking it's going to be 7 to 10 yards, and then they touch the ball and do the rest.
Yeah.
He's going to look really good.
Too.
Yeah.
I mean, you
he's going to be a game manager, not a game commander.
He doesn't need to do the fancy. He just doesn't need to make mistakes.
Right.
And he's supposed to be very accurate.
They don't have a running back, though, right now.
And they
Worth a darn.
No, and they now have an offensive coach.
Which kind of
helps. And another team that got rid of their defensive guy.
Thank goodness. Are we ready to go to the next one? Raiders and Chargers, 3.5.
You've been waffling on this one too, Scott. 3.5 Chargers?
3.5 Chargers.
I like the Raiders on the upset. I know this one's in L.A., but the Chargers still don't get the turnout that the Rams get.
And you have to prove to me, I like Josh McDaniel. Brandon Staley has to prove to the NFL, not to me, but he has to prove to the NFL that he won't mess up.
Raider Nation can travel that as well.
Yeah, they're going to travel big. I got the Raiders.
All right, so I have to have you out of here at 5:30.
I can stick around.
So you can stick around for another one. Okay.
Yeah. All right, perfect. We got two more picks
to do. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We got Schaefer in here. We got Scott in here. We are doing some football picks. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk to Real Sports Fans. Be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3.
Welcome back in, everybody. Only you could listen to what we talk about when we're not on the air.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Scott here with me. We got Schaefer in here, John Schaefer of Bing Bang. Now, I almost went John Schaefer, WOI5 sports director, but he's not. He's Bing Bang.
Bing Bang.
Love it. I can see. That would be awesome.
Steen, you'd love our office. We have 9 beers on tap.
We have
a giant kegerator. Our owner stopped in at like a Hy-Vee Health Fresh, whatever, when they're getting rid of it. It's like, how much you want for it? They're like, we'll take this. Okay. Shows up with it on a truck bed one day, rolls it in, and now I'm a
He had me at 9.
I was going to say, you realize we do the show remote.
Yes,
you know that. Okay.
We do the show remote. We have a podcast set you can utilize.
There you go.
That is perfect. Sponsor.
See, I'm just no. You can listen to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. That's the important thing.
Oh, you got
to
get there
that.
Too.
Twitter is @happyhour_SS, @1700TheChamp, @ScottBrower_13, @SteenOnSports, and
@JSchaefCreates.
Creates.
It's as long as my handle as you can create.
Creates. You got to remember that. Coming up after today is the Bills and Rams.
Bum, 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 bum.
6:30. Who has that game? I don't even know what.
I'd assume it's Fox or NFL Network. NBC. I bet you it's NBC.
It's not a streaming service yet.
It's not. No, Prime.
No, it's NBC.
Yeah,
NBC.
Prime starts next. Yeah, they have next week's game.
Oh, gross.
Yes, they have that one. This segment is, we did that.
He's had this little sheet for months, and I'm like, maybe we should make a copy or type it.
Make
That'd
a new
great.
One. We're going to do Des Moines Orthopedic, and we're going to talk about, you know, we have all the things that we already know about Des Moines Orthopedic. Their urgent care. You can get in really quick. You can see wait times. You can wait in your car. You can wait in the lobby now. It's really nice. Two locations, West Des Moines and Ankeny. They're going to take care of foot, ankle, hand, upper extremity, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, trauma, sport med, wrist injuries, all of that. But the thing that's really fun and the thing that we've been talking about the most here lately is DeMoss has purchased Engineer Performance.
Ooh.
And it is a performance center for training, state-of-the-art training. They have one in Ankeny on the Prairie Trail District.
Yep.
One in Grimes North Sports Complex, and the others in Huxley. And I had a couple people today tell me at work, the one in Huxley is really, really nice.
I believe it.
Yeah. So they take all of their ability to help you when you do get injured, combine it with this group, and trying to not get you injured by doing things the wrong way.
They're
so
covering both sides of the coin.
They were already at the top of their, and they just put a cherry on top.
I had to stop in January.
Did
with DeMoss, yeah.
What'd you do?
Tweaked the knee playing men's league hockey.
Men's league hockey.
They wanted to do an MRI. I said, thank you, no thank you. I'll just let it hurt. I'll just let it slosh.
Yes. Because that's what a knee is supposed to
might
do.
Might wiggle around a little bit.
It makes your driver better on golf. So there you go.
Ooh,
all right, we got, once again, we're going to thank Shafe. Thanks for coming in today. We need to do this more often now. And don't think that we're not going to say, well, you know, we could come to you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's always possible. I mean, we got two games left. What we got?
All right, two more of the six.
Pick six.
We did the Packers. We did the Vikings. Shafe went with the Vikings. And the last one is the Chiefs and the Cardinals. Chiefs
spread.
Are minus six.
Ooh, I don't like the minus six number there. I'm taking Arizona plus
is
six.
Is it in Kansas City or is it
no,
in
it's
Arizona?
In Arizona.
Oh, that's Arizona plays really well at the beginning of the season, too.
Well, they're healthy.
Yeah.
You don't have DeAndre Hopkins, but you've got plenty of other weapons.
Yeah.
James Conner's going to run all over you.
Kyler Murray's
he's studying.
He's petite. but, yeah.
He's a wattabug.
He's studying all the way to $139 million. That's all that matters.
What was more offensive, him being told to study or the Pelicans, Zion, being told to cut weight or keep weight?
Keep weight off. That's the thing that gets me. I get that with Zion just because everybody
longevity.
Has said that since he started playing. He has to figure out a way to interact the two of them together. The Kyler Murray, I'm sorry, did it make Kyler Murray look bad? Did it make Arizona look bad? It made Arizona look horrible. I mean, coach the kid, you know, make him go in there, study with him. I mean, his coach, and he's winning. He's won a lot of games. Kyler Murray's won a lot of games, and not with the greatest talent around him at times because of injuries, which is, once again, that's my biggest thing with my Ravens, and it's the same thing with Arizona. You are a professional football team. Your trainers and your staff have to be better. Baltimore has had over, I think it's 550 games missed over the last 3 years on their team. You can't win and do that. It drives me crazy. Okay.
You could spend 2 hours just on that, couldn't you?
Oh, I know it. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
This was a big deal yesterday. So
yes.
One of the people totally enjoy it, but every once in a while I like listening to Mike Greenberg. ESPN, past ESPN guy. So I listen to him in the morning every once in a while. And they had this huge debate. So it's this, because I hit Scott with these all the time. You have to start, you have to bench, and you have to cut.
Right.
And they did this. You get to choose one of these three things in life, and it is you can be the smartest guy in the room, the best looking guy in the room, or the richest guy in the room.
You all missed it. Steam pointed at himself on the best looking man in the room.
Did not. My finger was going towards Mr. Schaefer. Yeah, that's a no brainer.
I was going to say, he's the only one that one of us has hair, one of us has gray hair, one of us has no hair. Look, we can play that game too.
No, but so which one would you keep? What would you want to do? And I'll tell you what they said, and it just drove me crazy.
Best looking.
Oh, my God.
I actually would lean best looking as well.
Okay, so for life.
Yes, best looking in the room.
What's best looking going to get you? What happens if you're best looking and an idiot?
I pay
Guess
for like
what?
Three of my 10 drinks, dude. It works.
You can be a
you're
model.
You're not a female. You're a male.
Hey, there are male models out there making plenty of money, Steen.
The richest guy.
You know what that gets you at a party? Bothered by a lot of other people.
Then you got to buy people drinks.
Yes, but do you see
money?
Some of the richest guys
in
the world? They're not dating ugly women.
Money is the...
money is...
because that's real love. Yeah. Money is not.
Well,
money is not.
Money's not real love. But at least I'm handsome.
But
why don't you take smartest then?
because being the smart, that's a curse. To know everything.
Yeah.
You that's have to the listen, one thing that we but, all three of us
think about. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. If you're the smartest guy in the room, you have to listen to everyone have dumb takes and know that they're wrong. Yeah. And then if you tell them they're wrong, then you look
I'll
like
take
the
money.
Jerk.
I'm just saying, I'm taking money.
Money'd be great, but I'll take best looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've been the best. No, I'm just kidding.
He's already there. Shut up. So that was the first. And then I just wanted your take on this. So he picked an MVP. So we can do that really quick.
Okay.
He took Josh Allen. It's going to be a quarterback.
It's like the Heisman.
Yeah. It could be somebody if like Travis Kelce or somebody went crazy. But
can I be honest? Jonathan Taylor got ripped last year.
He did.
Jonathan Taylor should have been the MVP of the league last year.
I agree.
I was always going Cooper Kupp. I know he got Super Bowl MVP, but I was like, this guy changes the game.
Right.
But where it's tough to say that is someone's got to get him the ball first.
Right. Well, exactly.
And Jonathan Taylor, it was for a running back to do what he did last year was pretty incredible. And kept the
same
Colts,
with Cooper Kupp.
And kept, Cooper Kupp.
Who won it last year? Rodgers?
Rodgers 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
There's already talk that he's one of the highest, if wager on it, that Rodgers is going to get it again because he has to be the best on his team for his team to win.
His offseason, this is two off seasons in a row, he's ticked some people off just being Aaron Rodgers and not winning.
At the end of
not
the day,
winning big games.
If you put up the numbers, I mean, that's half of what those voters look like. That's a majority of what those voters look like.
Offensive player of the year. Outside of MVP, he took Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams has a really good shot at being that thing that the Las Vegas Raiders were missing.
I hope the connection is there. Everybody's talking about that it's supposed to be the connection between he and Carr.
Well, then you get to see if Josh McDaniel is part of that equation in New England as well. And I think that's interesting. Defensive player of the year, I think, is a no-brainer. Everybody's kind of picking this kid. It's Micah Parsons from the Cowboys. He's crazy good everywhere. Covering, rushing, stopping.
He was the best player last year.
Yeah.
On defense.
Unbelievable.
Guy's scary.
Coach of the year, they have Nick Sirianni from the Eagles. Think about that. All the sports talk shows that made fun of Nick Sirianni last year.
For his opening press conference.
His opening press conference was bad, dude. It was really bad.
The Eagles have to win the NFC East.
Yep. Rookie of the year, Breece Hall.
I disagree.
I mean, I just thought it was weird that you'd have a
makes sense.
But he's also a New York Jet guy.
It makes sense, but I think it's going to be Pickens out of the Steelers. Ooh. I think George Pickens is going. I believe it's George Pickens.
Yeah, no, okay. That's interesting.
He's actually I've got him on my fantasy team. I'm not saying this just for that. He's going to be a wide receiver that puts up mad numbers this year.
And I have him and Chase Claypool. In one because it was only people left and it was one on my way back. I just picked him up. He had Super Bowl. He had Bucks Ravens. I'm not buying I love Tom Brady.
He's
not going to get there, especially if he has as much strife at home as what people are saying, and he has no Gronkowski there.
Right, but that this whole
but
strife
also
at home that she's not living there
it.
Right now. That they are saying that there's two sides of that it's going to put a fire under him. That he's okay now. He's married to the game.
He doesn't care.
Okay,
I don't think Gronk not being there makes any difference.
Not on the football field. Off the football field. Yeah. I think it makes more of a difference.
True.
Just having somebody that
True.
He trusts to be the bad guy in the locker room.
Yeah,
so he doesn't have to be. And I think that's kind of what Gronk was. I'm
going out on a limb. Vikings make the Super Bowl this year.
I could see it happening.
It's a small limb, I know, but
it's a small limb. It's yeah.
Actually, I would lean towards Vikings and Raiders.
I was actually thinking Raiders.
Yeah.
I like your wavelength here, Scott.
No, I know.
You guys are doing good over there.
I know. We're the hair twins over
okay.
here.
Okay. Yeah. So here's my next one. You have to start, bench, and cut. I'm going to give you another one. Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow.
Start, bench, and cut. I'm starting Josh Allen. I'm benching Joe Burrow. I'm cutting
Herbert. Wow.
No, I'm off. I'm switching Burrow and Herbert in mine.
Yeah, I have. I'm keeping Herbert. I'm okay with Josh Allen. Josh Allen has. I mean, he played well. I've seen Josh Allen.
He's got the best IQ of the three for quarterback currently.
Yep. Another one here. Seattle's fall off breakup. who's gonna suffer more, Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson?
Oh, Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll.
Yeah, I do too.
Do they have anything?
No.
Give the ball to there?
This could be job threatening after this year.
It should be.
Amen.
It should be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you've got San Francisco in your conference.
Yeah, I don't know how he survived. The one thing that he should have done as a coach is that last play call. He's a running coach and he let somebody call in a pass play and he didn't overrule it.
We're still there how many years later talking about it.
That is the one.
You have Marshawn Lynch.
The one thing that he's always done in his life and the one time he doesn't do it, that's what
happens. But he has a Super Bowl.
I know we all, I mean, it's whether it's we're supposed to be saying the name or not, but we all see what Chris Hassel's been doing, right? Did you see them where he was the offensive coordinator for Seattle?
Yeah.
No. Why don't we just – and he was mocking it
check
up.
That one out.
Oh, my gosh. It was – why don't we pass it on the two with you know, him going beast mode? I'm sorry, hello, is this on? What are you doing? What are you doing? And it is just classic. He does a great job.
Yeah.
The biggest one that I have, and I wanted to ask you guys, do you – you know, everybody's darling is Buffalo. Do you really, in the long scheme of things, trust Buffalo in all their paths to get to the Super Bowl?
I think the one thing they're missing is a run game. Yeah. They've got Singletary. Didn't they just draft another running back or grab a two-year guy or something like that? They'll be fine. They've got weapons. You got Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis. Everyone seems to be high as a kite on him.
Right.
And then defensively, they've been present, but they always run into it. They've got a thorn in their side in KC.
Here's the problem, and I heard some guys talking about this, and I don't remember what show it was, but anyway, what if they do that well, and what if they do get home field advantage?
Yeah.
And being in Buffalo happens, and now they have their own elements in their own stadium they're going to have to deal with, and they can't run the offense that they're supposed to because of the conditions, because you're playing playoff football in Buffalo.
Remember that game last year where the wind and the snow was so bad you couldn't kick a field goal from 10 yards out?
Yeah. They played New England.
Yeah, and everyone's like, why are you playing this tonight?
It was horrible. All right, here's the last one. The better speech in a Disney movie. Remember the Titans or Miracle?
Oh, well, this isn't a competition.
No.
It's Miracle.
It is Miracle. You like Remember
Just
the
stop
Titans.
It. No, take his mic away.
Go out there. And do it.
No. I
go out
agree.
There and take it.
Take it. Yes.
I agree with Miracle.
Kurt Russell.
But you've also got to realize, remember, the Titans is probably a fictional speech.
Right.
Miracle is likely it's probably somewhat
clean.
Looking
clean,
and throwing clean, reality at you.
It was cleaner in the movie.
Plus then Miracle had the kid redo it, and that made it 10 times. But you ever seen the 6-year-old that does it?
I have
like,
not.
Like dressed up like.
I'm going to spend some time on YouTube tonight. Sounds
Brooks.
Like.
There you go. All right, buddy. I appreciate it.
This was a blast.
Thank you. Tell your wife thank you. We love having you on here.
We'll be back.
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. We're coming live to you on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. I know that Nana and Jen is loving having the Shave That'd back in here, so there you go. Scott and I will come back. We'll do some potpourri right before we take off for the night. Be right back.
It's go time.
Mahomes takes the snap in his right thigh, dumps it over the middle, caught by Kelce at the 30, spins back up, hey, Kelce at the 15-yard line, Kelce at the 10, 5, touchdown!
This Sunday, the Chiefs kick off the regular season in Arizona against the Cardinals. Pre-game starts at 2 right here on your home for Kansas City Chiefs football. On 101.3 and 79.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. One last segment on this Thursday. What Thursday? It is a Steen. No, it's a Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Thursday.
Gotcha.
I want to thank John Schaefer for coming in, David Eicholt for coming in, Cheese, Brandon. I couldn't tell you his first name now for the life of me.
Brady
and Brandon. There you go. The bees. You are listening to us live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
after our show today. Kansas City Chiefs. Now, see, I keep looking down. I got to look up. I got too much stuff on
the. It's the same kickoff game that we've been talking about for months. It doesn't change.
It is crowded on my sheet, and it's a long ways away.
I'm impressed that you have
Bills
a sheet.
Bills at Rams. So there we go. As always, want to thank Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs, Northwest Bank, and Palmer Group. Couldn't do the show without them. Want to thank Shafe for coming in. Yeah,
he's awesome. That's gonna happen more.
That's a lot of fun.
Plus a office with a 9-tap kegerator.
Hey, get rid of that. Hey, what do you want? So I want to thank him for coming in here as well. What am I missing? I did that. Okay, so we have games to pick, and I need to write them down so I can.
Yeah, we need to do that first.
Yes.
Before you get off on some sort of tangent and the music's playing.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So our first game. What is the first game?
Game was Steelers and Bengals.
Steelers, Bengals.
And just so you know, everyone so far, the Bengals are a 6.5-point favorite. Everyone we've talked to has picked the Bengals.
Yep. I am going to take the Bengals as well.
Okay, so I'm going to put a Steen,
yep.
A GS, and I'm going to go against the grain, and I am going to say the Steelers are going to cover the 6.5.
There you go. So that's Scotty, and it is 6.5. What Shafe took?
Shafe took Bengals, bud.
Yep.
All right, the next one, Ravens and Jets.
I'm taking the Ravens. Ravens, what's that spread?
Ravens, 7.5. So that would be a GS, and
I mean,
that would be an SB.
If it was Zach Wilson, I would think about the point spread, but not with Joe Flacco.
It's not enough points.
No.
Nope. Next one, Patriots-Dolphins. I think you said Patriots earlier in the week.
I did not say
that. Because you can't officially say, oh, I think the Dolphins got it.
No, what's the point spread?
Point spread is 3.5, Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Shafe went with Pats.
He went with the Pats. I'm going to take the Pats.
Okay.
You take the Dolphins.
I sure did. 1, 2, 3. Fourth game is Raiders. Chargers. Chargers 3.5. This is a tough one.
And it's in L.A.
Yep.
Do I trust Josh McDaniel? 3.5?
3.5 Chargers.
-3.5. The Pats game and Dolphins game was how much?
3.5.
Okay.
On the Chargers game, 40. Cheese has taken the Chargers, and Brandon and Shafe have taken the Raiders. And just so you know, Scott's taken the Raiders.
Okay, I'm going to take the Chargers.
Okay. Yes.
That half.
I know.
Hate that hook.
Pack, Vikings. At the Vikings. Vikings are... Nope, Packers are 1.5 favorite.
I'm taking the Vikings.
Okay.
Who'd Shafe take?
Shafe. Shafe and Brandon both took the Vikings. So there's GS. Scott will quietly say what he picks and move on to the next one.
So I can mark you down for the dark side.
Okay. And then last one is the Chiefs and the Cardinals, which everybody is liking the first half of the season for the Cardinals, even though the Chiefs are a 6-point favorite.
And it's at Arizona, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
6-point favorite. I'm going to take the Cards to cover. I'm not taking them to win, but I'm going to take them to cover.
So you are taking the Cardinals.
And you're taking the Chiefs.
Not a chance. I'm taking the Cardinals.
Okay. Anybody take the Chiefs?
No.
No? Okay. That's really weird that you don't. I mean,
everybody says they're fine, they're back, they're all this. And the bag
we
of
just
chips.
Need to see it.
You listen to the other groups, and some people say they're going to miss the playoffs.
I just like Arizona early.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
It's not
until the drama and the mistakes and the
150 degrees and all of that. Okay. So just a little bit. We have we got about 5 minutes here.
Oh, I feel bad because I texted you yesterday when you were talking Shafe coming in, and I was supposed to, for a fancy guest, I was going to dress up, you know, in a sport coat and fancy. What did you say? A cowboy hat? No.
you said
I'll wear that special thing. And I'm like, yeah, okay, no, not jeans and no, a half shirt.
No,
a
Miller High Life apron and cowboy boots. Yeah. And that's it. Yeah, that was
Then have my daycare people come in and see a table full of alcohol.
Okay, first of all, I was going to say, you are the daycare person, but yeah.
Well, I was the daycare person.
It was your patrons. Yes.
Yes.
It's a good day.
Yes. Okay. A little potpourri. This one, so Queen Elizabeth passed away. It's kind of a big, I mean, for the world, it's a big deal.
Right.
Over 75 years in the hierarchy, went through a lot of stuff, helped a lot of stuff. Pretty crazy. Me growing up, getting cable in whatever year we got cable finally came here, 1980, 81, 82, right in there.
What, did you watch the BBC in Parliament or
Bernard
what?
Shaw. He was the CNN anchor, passed away last night, 82 years old.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he was one of the first things, because CNN was the, it wasn't Fox, it was just CNN, and he was their lead anchor, and it was.
You guys had cable in Mitchellville?
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
It's not that, it's right that, next to, it's 17 miles from Des Moines.
That's still a lot of coax from Altoona, dude. I mean.
Thank you for that.
You're
that
welcome.
That is so nice.
I'm here for you, buddy.
Let's see. This one I thought, I don't know. So if I said Ryan Leaf,
I'm going to say, stop talking to me.
Yeah. Ryan Leaf went through a lot of bad things.
Yes, he did.
And was not a good guy.
No. Nope.
And had a huge drug problem.
But he had a rebound.
He's getting his own show on PointsBet. You like to see success stories like this, and this is, he's had a lot of help. Dan Patrick really, really, really worked with him, helped him. Cause once you do the things, I mean, and he tells the story, it almost makes you want to throw up when you tell the story of breaking into somebody's house and stealing stuff. So he could just think that he could live another day.
Right.
I mean, it
support his habit.
Yeah. Yes. That it is so easy to fall into, and it is, It's such a bad thing, and I'm glad, and it doesn't mean that it goes away, because it doesn't just go away.
No,
and
you don't shut the door.
You
it's more shutting a window, because you can still see it. Yep. You know it's right there.
It was pretty cool this week for the Chicago Bears. David Montgomery was the honorary captain. I can't believe of all the people on that team, but everybody that the Bears had as captains were really good. Really good people as well.
When he was a top 100 NFL player, David Montgomery. That's pretty good.
Yes. For all those people out there that are non-Notre Dame lovers,
yes.
And there's a lot.
Right.
Notre Dame Ohio State game did 10.5 million viewers. It's one of the highest rated TV college football games of all time. That's why the Big Ten needs to get Notre Dame in the fold before all this happens, because it is that big. There is nobody in the Big Ten that has a brand like Notre Dame. The only one out there that has the brand like Notre Dame would be Alabama right now. Now, it doesn't mean that they're the best football team. It just says the brand for people watching. So,
well, and okay, you understand why that is, because not everyone watching that game, you know, for Notre Dame or for Alabama, is yay, rah-rah, I hope they win. A large majority is people watching that game hoping for them to lose.
Yes.
I mean, that's where the numbers come from. This isn't everyone on the one side of the scale. It's you know, the whole mindset of, why do people watch NASCAR? They watch NASCAR because they want to see the wrecks.
Right.
It's not the finish.
No. People have to realize that it is a... It is a big deal.
Yes, it is a big deal with the deals and the
week being one.
Made. Yes,
these five starting quarterbacks rank. Give me who you think is the best out of these five. All five of these are starting this weekend: Baker Mayfield, Joe Flacco, Mitchell Trubisky, Marcus Mariota, and Jacoby Brissett. Those are five journeyman quarterbacks. Who would you take to think? Okay, they're gonna win this game, and so you're talking Carolina, the Jets, the Steelers, the Falcons, and the Browns.
I still have to go. I think Baker's going to early on. I think he's going to do just fine. And then it's the how do I say, the shine's going to come off a little bit. He had so much talent around him in Cleveland and didn't get it pulled off. I know there was coaching issues as well. But no, Baker's the winner out of that.
He went through 3 years of bad.
Great commercials,
You have been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We appreciate you listening. We want to thank Schaefer again, too. As always, thank you.
Good seeing you.
It's fun to do this. You're live on 101.3, 1700 The Champ. Football coming up tonight. Enjoy it. Enjoy it a lot.
Talk to you next week.